Hello, baby. It's mommy. How are you enjoying your time at the 4B Academy for Wayward Baby Boys? I hope you've made the most of your naughty, dirty behavior over the last few days, because I'm afraid it's time for you to face the consequences. Oh, that's right, my naughty little boy. I know all about your little escapade in the bathroom last night. You know, when you thought no one was around to catch you? You didn't really imagine that the Academy would be so careless as to allow naughty, filthy, perverted baby boys to touch themselves without detection, did you? Aw, baby, how cute and innocent of you. Your every breath is recorded here, sweetie. Every move, every word, every little slip up. Every naughty little moan of, Mommy, while you play with yourself. Oh yes, my dear, I've heard it. All of it. You see, the staff here feel it's only right that when a boy is caught thinking naughty, dirty thoughts about a woman, well, that woman should be informed. And obviously, the boy's mother is also informed so that she can decide upon an appropriate course of remedial action. Of course, it doesn't often happen that they're the same woman. And I'm afraid that after discussing your behavior with the staff here, you've left us with no alternative but to switch you over to a newer, stricter, harder regime than before. I certainly hope you've made the most of your naughty behavior and forbidden orgasms over the last few days, because you won't be getting any more of those in the near future. Now, baby, let me explain how this new program works. Just like last time, you've been given a shot, but I don't think you'll enjoy this one nearly as much. It's another Bad Boy Academy original, but with rather different effects. While Everhard was designed to condition bad baby boys through pleasure, this formula, Never Come, is designed to condition the particularly naughty boys through punishment. The basic structure of the program will feel familiar. You're strapped down, spread eagle, just like before. This time, you're on a much narrower bench, just barely balancing on it while being held in place by the wall shackles, which stretch out your arms and legs nice and tightly. There'll be no wriggling away from your punishment, baby. Your sexual zones, genitals, nipples, ass, your whole body, really, are all available for easy access. Just like last time, your cock and your balls dangle helplessly from a hole cut into the bench you're tied to. And the girls surrounding you, just like before, have been trained meticulously in the art of punishing a naughty boy like yourself. Like last time, they're going to titillate, tickle, tease, and torment your body for hours on end, bringing you to the point of orgasm after blissful orgasm. But, unlike last time, the shot you've been given ensures that you cannot go over that edge. That's right, baby. For the rest of the night, you'll be sexually stimulated beyond your wildest imaginations. But instead of blissful, orgasmic pleasure, you're going to experience mindless, helpless, merciless frustration and aching from your unfulfilled desire. And whose voice would be better to talk you through this kind of punishment than the focus of your soon-to-be desperate, helplessly frustrated arousal? Before we get to the teasing, sweetie, there are a few other little torments which came to mind and which the girls delightedly agreed to after I personally suggested them. After all, a naughty, perverted little boy like you has to be punished. The first thing the girls are going to do is get your nipples all set up and ready. You see, I told them how soft and almost girlishly sensitive your nipples are. And, oh honey, they're just so excited to play with them. In a moment or so, you'll feel a sharp pinch in each nipple, rather like having them caught and squished between a woman's sharp, manicured fingernails. But in this case, the pinch won't go away. Instead, it will burrow its way into your mind, throbbing, pulsating, squeezing, teasing. I think you'll find it unbearably painful, but also unbearably sexual. These are called nipple clamps, sweetie, and they're a deliciously devious way to punish a bad baby boy while driving him utterly wild with desire at the same time. Now, baby, if you're thinking that this is just the most wicked torment you've ever experienced, don't worry. It's about to get so, so, so much worse. You see, these clamps are designed for punishing all kinds of naughty behavior. They can be adjusted for minor, boys will be boys rambunctiousness. They can be set up to deal with the truly hard cases of boys who spend far, far too much time playing with themselves. But luckily for us, they can also be used for the most seemingly hopeless cases. Like a little boy who lusts after his mommy and thinks all kinds of naughty thoughts about her, all while making a disgusting mess with his naughty little wee-wee. In just a moment, you'll feel a sharp pull on each of the clamps. You see, they come with various weights, my dear. The naughtier the boy, the heavier the weights. And the heavier the weights, the more they pull at his sensitive nipples, stretching them, biting into them, leaving them oh so stretched out and exposed for the girls to scratch, flick, and tickle around the edges of the clamps. And in this case, baby, we'll be using the strongest, heaviest weights we could find. Your sensitive little nipples are going to be mercilessly tormented. And there's nothing you can do about it. Oh, they really are wicked, aren't they, baby? The feeling of those merciless metal teeth clamping down on your oh-so-sensitive nipples. The weights pulling at them so relentlessly. The girls flicking and swinging and jangling the weights. It almost just be unbearable. But try not to get too hung up on it, baby, because we're gonna distract you from that soon enough. That does bring us nicely back to why we're here, though. In case you'd forgotten, this is actually a teasing program. The tantalizing torments you're already experiencing are mere teasers for the teasing, if you will. So as the girls are tormenting and tickling you, let me tell you about the next part of your punishment. You see, by this stage, your poor, helpless, defenseless little baby boy cock will be practically begging for some action. It's throbbing and bobbing and leaking and dribbling and desperately craving the attentions from the same girls who have been subjecting your body to such wicked, evil torments. And who are we to deny it? Normally, when a woman wants to tease a naughty baby boy and not let him have his fun, she has to be very, very careful about her timing, the intensity of her stroking, the speed of her dancing fingers. It takes a lot of effort to make sure that a perverted little boy doesn't make a disgusting mess while he's supposed to be punished, but thanks to that never-come shot, we don't have to worry about that tonight. Isn't that wonderful? So these girls are about to go to work on you, sweetie. And they've been instructed not to hold back. I've told them not to show you even the slightest amount of pity during your punishment. It's the only way you'll learn, baby. They're gonna start tickling the underside of your bobbing, throbbing cock with their sharp fingernails. They're about to start swirling their fingers around it, dancing up and down and up and down, side to side, around and around. They're gonna rake and wriggle their fingernails along the underside of your balls, tickling and teasing them at the same time. They're gonna take turns softly pulling their lips up and down your cock while swirling their tongues around it and sucking, sometimes gently and sometimes viciously. They're gonna keep flicking and swinging and jangling the weights dangling from your nipples. They're gonna tickle, tease, and taunt the back of your neck with their nails, trailing their fingers from the top of your head right down as far as your tight little ass, and back again. They're gonna find and stimulate every sexual nerve in your body. And they're gonna tease and taunt every last one of them until you can't stand it any longer. And all while, you won't be able to have an orgasm, thanks to the never come. And there's nothing you can do about it, sweetie. Now, baby, make sure you don't think about me during your punishment. Think about anything else. Think about the lovely girls who are touching you right now. Think about the neighborhood girls. Think about a sexy woman from a movie or TV show. Even think of one of your friends. I mean, the possibilities are endless. But Whatever you do, do not think about your mommy, sweetie. Don't think about mommy while your cock is being tickled and teased and tormented by so many beautiful little girls as you hang torturously on the edge of your orgasmic cliff. Don't think about me wearing a two-piece swimming suit and rubbing sun lotion into my smooth, soft skin, or even having you do it for me. Don't think about that evening dress I wore to the opera. You know, the one with the plunging neckline and the little slit up the side for my long, smooth, toned legs to glide in and out of as I walk. Don't think about those high-arched, strappy high heels I wore with it that I had you kneel down and strap up for me when I was trying them on. And definitely don't think about anything you might have seen when you stole a sneaky glance at my legs. Oh yes, my dear, I did notice. It's one of the many reasons I decided to send you here after all. Oh, my sorry baby. Am I teasing you too? How are you feeling, sweetie? By now, you should be right there, aren't you? This is the moment when you'd normally, if you were doing this on your own, have the most blissful orgasm and make a big sticky mess all over yourself. In fact, this is probably the moment you made that big sticky mess last night while thinking about me, moaning my name and touching yourself so many naughty, perverted ways. Oh, but not this time, baby. No, no. This time, you're just feeling that aching, desperate desire, which you'd usually feel just before you make your big sticky mess. But even though the girls are tickling and teasing, stroking and sucking and milking and licking your cock, there's just no release coming for you, is there? If anything, that aching desire is just getting more and more frustrating with every touch of your cock. It must already be more than you can bear, sweetie. You're already begging, pleading, crying out to let them give you a sweet, sweet release. But baby, it's not up to them. It's only up to me. Only I am authorized the antidote to the never come, and I just don't feel like it. Oh, is it just unbearable, baby, to have so many skilled, sexy, tantalizingly gorgeous women teasing your poor, helpless cock, and to be trapped hellishly right on the very edge of having your little boy pleasure? Are you squirming helplessly to escape from those restraints? Are you begging your captors for mercy? Are you saying anything and everything so that they might take pity on you? Are you saying, please, please, please stop teasing me? Are you calling them any name you can think of to please them? Are you saying, please, beautiful princess, or please, glorious goddess, trying to flatter them? And what are you begging for, sweetie? Are you begging for more or for less? Are you begging them to stop teasing you or to leave you here all frustrated and throbbing and right on the edge of orgasm? Are you begging them to keep touching you because your body thinks they'll give you your release, even though you know that it can't? Are you begging them to give you the antidote to the never come so that you can have that sweet, sweet release you're practically dying for. By now, you should realize that begging them is pointless. They're very professional, sweetie, and I've given them strict instruction that only I can decide to end your punishment. Only I can decide when you've suffered enough with the taunting, tormenting, the teasing of your helpless body. Only I can decide when you should be untied. And only I can decide when you should be left alone to pass into an unconscious but unbearably frustrated sleep. Only Mommy can decide whether you should be allowed to have that sweet, sweet release you're so desperately begging for. So it's really me you should be begging, not them. You should be crying out, begging my forgiveness. You should be begging me to have mercy on you. You should be flattering me in the hopes of escaping this unbearable, frustrating torment. You should be saying, please, Mommy, I'm so, so, so sorry. You should be saying, oh, please, Mommy, have mercy on your naughty, perverted, filthy, disgusting little baby boy. You should be saying, please, Mommy, oh, please make it stop. You should be saying, oh, please, Mommy, I can't bear it any longer. And you should be flattering me, my dear. You should be calling me goddess and princess. You should be telling me how ravishingly beautiful I am. You should be telling me that I'm the queen of the whole world because, baby, right now, I'm certainly the queen of yours. And if I did decide to have mercy on you, what would you do for me, baby? How would you repay me? Would you promise never to think dirty thoughts of me again? Would you promise to be a good, obedient little baby boy from now on? Would you wait upon me hand and foot? Become my little servant and let me use you for my amusement? Would you wash, dry, and brush my long, wavy hair for me? Would you get down on your knees and paint my toenails for me? Would you give me a long, luxurious foot massage? Would you kiss my body wherever I want you to? Would you really do anything for me, baby? Would you lick Mommy's pussy for her? Yeah. Would you make your mommy come? Would you suck Mommy's big titties, getting her nipples nice and hard? While your finger played with her sweet little cunt. Would you do that for your mommy, baby boy? Yeah. Would you fuck your mommy when she needs it? Yeah. You'd do that for her, wouldn't you? Oh, such a good baby boy. You wanna fuck your mommy, don't you? You wanna fuck your mommy's pussy so bad. Oh, you want to fuck her and come inside of her. Giving me all your cum, your hot, creamy load. Making me pregnant with your baby. Is that what you want, sweetie? Is that what you want? Oh, you want your mommy to come all over your cock, don't you? You want your mommy to be your silly little fuck toy, don't you? Yeah, you want to use Mommy for your pleasure? bad baby boy. You really don't understand, do you? You're already doing exactly what I want. Squirming, writhing, begging, suffering under the torturous torments of tantalizing, tickling, and teasing. This is what happens when you embarrass your mommy by thinking such naughty, dirty, depraved thoughts about her. She gets upset, and then she gets just a little mean. And you deserve to be punished, baby. You deserve to be punished for embarrassing your mommy, touching yourself while being recorded, moaning out my name and making dirty cummies all over the floor. You deserve to be punished for having such nasty, dirty, perverted thoughts about me. So disgusting, so depraved. Deep down, you know you need to be punished, don't you? Sweetie. And you want mommy to punish you, don't you? Well, one more thing before I leave you to your punishment, sweetie. I forgot to mention the most important aspect of your new treatment program. You may have been longing for dawn, watching the seconds tortuously tick past on the clock, waiting for your punishment session to finally end. And you're right, sweetie. Once the sun comes up tomorrow, and your body is entirely broken, squirming, begging from desperate sexual frustration, you'll be assisted, or carried, more likely, back to your room by some of the girls. But they won't leave a vulnerable baby boy to give in to his dark temptations and undo his progress. You see, the beauty of Never Come is that, unlike Ever Hard, it stays active in your body indefinitely. Unlike Ever Hard, it doesn't just wear off once your session ends. No, unlike Ever Hard, it requires an antidote shot to restore your ability to have an orgasm. And as I explained earlier, only I am allowed to authorize you to be released. So once you've had a good day's frustrated sleep, tossing and turning in your bed, writhing in teased agony, desperately touching yourself and trying so, so hard to get off, the girls will wake you up at this same time tomorrow evening, and they'll bring you back to this room. And the whole cycle will begin again, right from where you left off. That's right, baby. This is an ongoing treatment program, I'm afraid. This was just day one of a long, long journey to redemption. Over the next few weeks, you're gonna be teased, tickled, tormented, and tantalized out of your mind. And maybe in a month or two, if I have time, I'll come in myself to check on your progress. And you'll have to be on your best behavior when I do, sweetie. And you'll just have to hope you get me on a good day and not a day when I'm in another wicked mood. And you'll have to earn your release, baby. You'll have plenty of time over the next few weeks to practice your earnest, desperate, helpless begging for mercy. I'll expect a very convincing show the next time I see you. Otherwise, well, I might just have to drop in to supervise your punishment myself. And you certainly don't want that. Oh no, my dear, you really, really don't want me there to help the girls fine-tune your punishment. So try to be on your best behavior, sweetie, and get very good at begging and worshiping your captors. Because you never know when mommy might come by to say hi. And if you displease her, you never know how long it might be until she comes back. Have a good night, sweetie. And try not to take this too hard. It's for my... I mean, it's for your own good, after all. Oh.